Republican Rob McKenna called a recent press conference on the boardwalk at Bellevue's Mercer Slough Park. He says it's a place he's been attached to since his days restoring the wetland area as a young Boy Scout. McKenna used the location to launch what his campaign called an environmental white paper outlining his priorities if he's elected governor.
We're all Washingtonians. We all care about the environment. One of the reasons we all love living here is the great natural environment. And everyone, I think, considers themselves an environmentalist. So it's always there in the background. And frankly, to an extent, I think voters deserve to assume and take for granted that their elected officials are always going to care about those issues and lead on those issues.
He also listed some of his accomplishments as Washington's attorney general and prior to that on the King County Council. He says one of his proudest moments was winning in Supreme Court against the Canadian mining and smelting company, Teck Cominco,
which was dumping slag into the Columbia River, wound up in Lake Roosevelt. We won in the Ninth Circuit on the question of whether or not they could even be sued under American environmental laws. We prevailed. And then I personally worked the issue with the U.S. Solicitor General to keep that decision intact at the Ninth Circuit so it wasn't appealed up to the U.S. Supreme Court.
At McKenna's side in the campaign is a man many of us know as the most famous environmentalist in the Republican Party, former Governor Dan Evans, who served three terms before going on to the U.S. Senate. He's credited with founding the country's first state-level Department of Ecology, which became President Nixon's blueprint for the federal EPA.
And I found during that time that environment and environment protection makes its biggest gains through bipartisanship and through cooperation, not through the courts and through political manipulation.
But while the Attorney General has the endorsement of Washington's greatest moderate statesman, Inslee is getting more grassroots support.
The environmental community here in Washington is more organized politically around this Jay Inslee race than I've ever seen them.
That's Brendan Chakovich, executive director of the Washington Conservation Voters. It's one of many environmental groups who are endorsing Jay Inslee for governor. Together with the National League of Conservation Voters, they're pouring an unprecedented amount of cash, $750,000, into supporting Inslee's campaign. For Inslee, Chakovich says, the league has issued its first gubernatorial endorsement in 42 years.
We're big believers in states as drivers of change, and to have an opportunity to have somebody like a Jay Inslee, one of the strongest environmental champions in the whole United States, in our governor's office is just tremendously exciting for the national environmental movement.
He says they've got thousands of people doorbelling for Inslee. They fear McKenna's promises to harmonize state and federal regulations would be a race to the bottom. McKenna's camp says they would only get rid of environmental laws that don't make sense. Inslee's campaign, like McKenna's, is centered on jobs and the economy. But in Inslee's case, the argument is environmental. He wants to create jobs in clean industries such as biotech and renewable energy sources like solar power.
We know these jobs are going to be created. The only question is where? China or Washington State? We want those jobs right here in our state.
Inslee's interest in the clean energy sector isn't new. He co-wrote a book on the subject that came out in 2007. In it, he compares the need for America to ignite the clean energy economy to President John F. Kennedy's push to put a man on the moon.
And the reason I know about these things is, frankly, this has been what I have focused on for the last 10 years.
McKenna's campaign critiques the idea as risky. Both sides agree new jobs are needed, and whoever wins will have lots of work to do cleaning up Puget Sound, finding greener transportation alternatives, and keeping forests and agriculture healthy. Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.